Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to the War Master Podcast, episode 124 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners.
You can tell by the lovely, peaceful rumbling and air-conditioned blowing that we're in the car.
Yep.
It's been, do you know, it's been exactly a month.
Oh, what is it since we recorded last?
31 days.
Oh, well.
August.
I guess that deserves an explanation.
And now it's the 1st of September. It is about half fucking eight on a Sunday night. We're really burning the midnight oil. And we're going on a recce.
Yep. No time spent in reconnaissance is ever wasted.
Well, not when you're recording as well. we're going all the way to London.
Yep.
And we're going to see the World Championship venue.
Yeah. So the Lee Valley Athletic Centre.
You might hear some rustling and... It's not raining, which makes a fucking change. Maybe it could start. And we're going to discuss, apart from the world's prep, discuss a bit of what happened with the Nippon and a bit of the aftermath.
Yep.
It was got a bit fruity.
Yeah. Threw the grenade in the room, didn't you, Barry?
Wasn't it took a month off? That's why I didn't do it.
And how about this?
Absolute mapples. Right, so we always start. Well, we're not going to talk about Brexit or any of that shit because it's too depressing for everybody.
That would be the whole podcast.
It's too depressing for everybody. So we're going to discuss what's happening in the wide world of Paul's life for a month. We need to apologise that it's been a month, but that's because I've been away for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Paul had a bit of time off, and then work and kids and summer holidays is fucking nightmares.
It's like because Barry was away.
That's the real reason. Because Barry was away.
It was. Barry was away.
And I can't record during the day because I've got three kids and a dog.
Yeah, so
that is not entirely conducive to recording.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so what's it here? It says, fucking hell, you've been busy, haven't you?
Well, it's been a month.
We'll try and keep it under 20 minutes, fella. Right, so we got RID, Bolt Action, and Battletech.
That list is obviously, I scrolled backwards through my diary, so can you start at the bottom? Work up?
Well, I'm not sure I can read what the fuck that is. Is it?
Clarkie, I'd say since we recorded last, I played Clarkie at Middle Earth Strategy Battle Game.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, yeah. Well, that's what it's called, Middle Earth Strategy Battle.
I don't know what it's called.
Lord of the Rings. No, it's called Middle Earth. Right, anyway. Get it right.
Fair income. That's what you want to do.
So, he's one of our club members and he's playing in the club event that RID's going to run in October. And he needs to learn the game. So I played him a game of he used his Isengard against my Gondor.
What kind of Isengard list did he have?
Well, I mean, I don't think they can. Well, I suppose they could be different, couldn't they? I mean, when you think Isengard, it's a lot of the more the Isengard era kind.
Well, you'd hope so, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Berserkers. Berserkers kick ass.
They're all lethal killers, all of them. You get a very for the points, I think you get a very good troop, warrior, whatever version of Isengard Uruk-hai is, a scout or a regular guy or a berserker, they're all damn strong. And that was cool, and I was a lot of it I was showing Clark.
Did he have any Saruman or any alerts?
He used alerts was his general, and Isengard lists without Saruman. I suppose that's the biggest choice you make, isn't it, whether to take the White Wizard or you don't. It was a cool game. I played a nice slow pace to teach Clarky the intricacies of Middle Earth, the particulars of declaring heroic combat, some of the implications of that. But it was cool. So far, I don't think I'm yet to play a bad game of it.
Middle Earth?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think sometimes the games can kind of get a bit out of hand quite quickly.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because there is quite a lot of hero hammer involved in it.
But it's,
it is what it is. What's this? Oh, Sherwood. I think that's Sherwood. Your fucking writing is atrocious, isn't it, fella?
It's for me.
It's medical, is it?
Yeah, it's for me. I've played Sherwood twice, War Master.
You have?
he's been very good at picking up me late notice when what I was going to do was cancelled. So thank you, Sherwin. And so that's twice playing his Albion.
Which he has used in the tournament before,
I'm sure.
He lost in the final to Nick.
That's right, yeah. And I played him, I can't remember who I used the first time, but I played Lizerman the second time against him. Yeah, like in both the games.
I remember you played him.
I can't remember like what I used to. Anyway, it's cool. It's like, yeah, it's Albion's a nice list. You know, like there's a lot of chariots and there's always the potential for raising fen beasts.
Yeah, but from what I saw, I didn't see a lot because I was late to the club and played a game. He looked like he had two giants.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a bit of a skew build. I mean, normally people stay away from
giants. Yeah, I explained to him. Yeah, so I said that is the case.
But if he beats you, you can't really complain, can you? You can't really say tactically you did it wrong. But no, beat me twice.
God no. It was cool to use a Lizerman list against him because I haven't played Lizerman much, and also to show. Because sooner or later he'll play your Lizardman and get you one day, and then you can see the difference between builds of this isn't Barry's build of Lizardman.
So how did you manage the command?
I didn't really. it was like, oh, that is actually quite tricky.
Really?
I've
ordered these at a six.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I can see. You would need some practice games with Lizardman before you took him to an event. You couldn't just roll in there straight away.
You could if you just ignored all the rules.
Yeah.
Cool. Get the phone on. Or is it Jeff?
So this is quite it. So Jeff invited me to take part in a semi-regular Warhammer Fantasy role-playing adventure. The latest one. Is that fourth?
I think it might actually be fifth, but whatever.
Anyway.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
They've been through a lot of editions considering how fucking fringe it is.
Oh, I guess
so. As a game.
Yeah. I've not done much role-playing. It's just because I need to understand the world better. Like if you were say we're gonna do a role play or in Star Trek universe, I don't know much about Star Trek, I wouldn't know really what was going on. But obviously in set in original fantasy,
Empire Land.
Yeah, Empire, yeah, exactly. Like, before end times through all that nonsense. It's like, okay, yeah, I understand what's going on mostly.
So you're a rat catcher. I'm sure that used to be one of the occupations.
Yeah. So I did my character totally randomly, and I've ended up being a 16-year-old townsman.
What's a townsman?
Well, literally, I don't know what a townsman. Basically, a kind of middle class,
rent boy.
No, I don't know what clerk I am. Why am I a clerk? That's like not very heroic.
Bean counter.
Yeah, but I'm 16. It's like, I don't know, obviously that's older than a 16-year-old would be nowadays, because like you'd be dead by your 40, but like of old age. But like it's not particularly inspiring.
Or heroic.
Heroic. Yeah, like I've started off with a dagger. Anyway, but I rolled up all these random attributes, and I rolled maximum on fellowship. So then I chose, and my character class allows me to, has a lot of traits that use fellowship. So I'm basically all about the gab. I'm like, I'm the best thing I can be at talking to people and gossiping and haggling. So in this first session, every situation I was like, just trying to chat up everybody, basically.
Anybody else have more like normal? Fighters.
Like a riverman.
Was Adam there?
A priest. group of characters, and it doesn't really, and to be honest, it doesn't really matter what your character is particularly, because you're going to encounter the same things. It's like a set, like I think, to be honest, maybe you should all be like, you know, work out a more realistic party, like you're a group of soldiers or something, you know, which is a card you can.
Well, you imagine you could be thrown together by fate.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And then you have to deal with whatever comes at you. Well, that sounds interesting. So first of many?
I mean, I said to Jeff, like, you know, I've changed how my shift pattern at work at the moment, so I'm working more earlies than anything else, so, like, which is nice, so I'm home for, like, bed and bath. I'm free in the evenings, basically. And, you know, which is really not good for what I needed for with Hannah and the two kids. But I said to him, you can do this without me. If I can't make a meeting, you can continue. Because I can't be on it. I can't honestly be there. I can't say I'll be there all the time. And they're like, yeah, you know, they would roll on without me if that was the case, or if anybody
just dragged a corpse around.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, basically, you know, like, just.
Which was the fucking cannon fodder.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
All off.
I think, we ended the first session about to encounter, like, the first kind of proper monster. And it's like, yeah.
Didn't even get a fight. They didn't roll a dice at angle. Jesus.
No, I think this thing's going to wipe the floor of our non-heroic heroes.
That's what it should be. Alright, okay, so next we've got, I guess it's Bolt actually next.
Yeah, yeah,
so didn't he?
Yeah, but and last night Rick came over and taught me Bolt Action, which I've got a source book there because I thought Barry might want to look at it. And
so this is 28mm
World War II game. Yeah, by Warlord Games. There's a system originally written by Alessio Carvotti. And it's lovely. It's like
Osprey,
I really liked its dice bag mechanic of, so each of your choices is like an activation, and you put the same number of dice in a bag.
Your colored dice. Yeah, yeah.
And then you draw out of the bag of your, you know, which has your opponent's dice in it as well, who activates next. So you might.
So what if the dice are different sizes?
Well, they have to be the same size, obviously. Yeah, like.
Or the new knobbly GW ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they feel different.
Well, yeah, you have to use.
So it's a gentleman's game already, I can tell. Because you have to be playing, like. You have to be trying to exploit.
Use the dice that they sell, then.
Oh, that'll do.
Yeah. Because those dice also have the orders on them.
Cool.
Yeah. And it's a very. And that's very lovely, because then. Because you could end up drawing only your dice all the time. So you move everything first. You do everything first. But it's. But on average, if you've got the same amount of dice, you'll be I go, you go normally, but you might get like two goes in a row on the law of averages. Yeah, and that's really cool. And that alone is that makes it a really interesting thing, because you can't plan too much because it's very reactive. Like, well, you know, I can't assume, like, and you want to set up, like, you want to end the turn hoping to get the first activation the next turn, etc. Like, so you can get like
not tied activation, because you remember that getting confrontation where you'd actually have to pick the fucking.
Oh no, no! You can when you've drawn a dice, you can choose who hasn't activated,
okay,
who to activate. And you know, the rule set then is fairly simple. It doesn't. It's got detail, but not too much detail in terms of like, because I've been doing a painting wise. I've been doing a Bolt Action commission, and these were obviously like there was a starter set of Germans and Americans I've been doing, and the Americans in particular have so many weapon options, like just loads, you know, and that the game does represent them, you know, like, but not too much detail, like as in their rifles or submachine guns.
Okay.
You know, not like different classes then of submachine guns, and like the way it does, like it standardizes like light tank, medium tank, heavy tank. There you go. You know, like in fact you can. It plays like almost like a version of 40k, you know, not the current version, but like I'm guessing there's a lot of similarities there.
So you're activating units.
Yeah. So say, and the army lists are quite restrictive to make as in terms. Well, not to say. Well, you have to have infantry basically. Like most of them are based around an infantry list. So you've got to have an officer to tell you what, you know, to tell your army what to do, and then you've got to have two plus infantry platoons. They're an activation each, so that infantry platoon, which can be up to 12
guys. The officer gets his own activation?
Yeah. So
that's but, three. Okay.
So in, and Rid was telling me, like, in some lists, obviously, you might try for a build where you've got lots of very cheap stuff, so you could actually make your opponent go first by moving unimportant things.
Freed of the cow, out the back to the barn.
Yeah. Like there's obviously the pros for one thing, and then the direct opposites, the negatives about that. As a, you know, can we, anyway, as a thing, I was like, yeah, this is pretty cool. You know,
it's short games to play. I know you're always looking for new stuff to play.
No, I mean, I do believe in a bit of like.
Oh, we've got an accident going on here.
Like, I do believe in a bit of like fate. I didn't hunt for this bolt action commission. It was fell on it. Like I do nothing to get it. You know, like it. Like I was approached on Facebook. You know, and asked if I. You know, like asked if I was available to do a commission. And then it was bolt action. I was like, oh, that's cool. There. Right,
the car mounted a barrier.
The wrong way on the roundabout. Yeah, and I wanted to see what the game system was like. Yeah, so I was like,
I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the world, I only have so many breaths left.
Oh no, of course. Yeah, I mean, and that might be the case with this. I don't know, but it was just interesting. It's like Eric plays it, Rid plays it. Yeah, like.
Conrad plays it, Nick plays it.
All right.
So, and then finally, we're just about going to keep it under 20 minutes, is Battletech.
Yeah, so the other thing we brought over was Battletech, which is a game 35 years old or something, I think.
It's definitely 30 years old.
Got his versions on, and he was like showing he wanted to, I think it was learning much for him as well to try the later version. And you can see, I mean, I thought Adeptus Titanicus was an original idea. Oh no, it wasn't. This game came before it, and it's Adeptus Titanicus.
This game reinvented bookkeeping. The original version of this game was just fucking nuts. I've got quite a lot of stuff in my garage of this stuff. It's fucking bonkers. But apparently, he says they've toned it down a lot.
You only have
like 10 damage boxes rather than 250 fucking damage boxes.
So Rich showed me what the classic version of Battletech would be. Which was,
you
like
had to track ammo,
everything,
damage location. Yeah. Oh man, it was
the big robots. You know, like the piloted robots. So, you know, very Adeptus Titanicus, very Titans, on the scale of about an Imperial Knight. But then this later version streamlines it a lot more, and you play with more, you use more stuff in one game. And yeah, it was cool. It was like, okay, yeah. So, I mean, it's a American game, you know, that doesn't have a lot of supply in England, but I was like, that's a pretty cool little game system as well. Yeah. I mean, the streamlined version, definitely, but I'd say, like, so much of it, clearly Adeptus Titanicus has taken, like, as ideas. I was like, oh, well, there you go.
You can't copyright ideas in games. Mm-hmm. You do it all the time. You see, like, knock-off versions of Monopoly, they just call it something different.
Yeah, yeah.
Scolopoly. It's exactly the same fucking thing. Brexit-opoly. Oh, there was a fucking... No, that was made by Monopoly. There was a socialist Monopoly.
Yes. Sounds fun.
I don't know what... You're just going to give everything away at the end, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, so what have I been doing? I've been on holiday. That was lovely.
Yeah.
Kids are around. That's not lovely. I've been playing a lot of Pokemon with the kids.
All right.
So Pokemon Go and also the card game. So all the kids like Pokemon.
Ghosts.
Ghosts are pretty easy to paint. I couldn't even fucking paint them.
Yeah, I think you could have done that.
five objectives, and we were set up like directly facing each other. He's got Mordor, but he's on a theme list as well with
Gothmor's Legion.
Yeah, Gothmor's Legion. So Gothmor's a bit of a bad dude.
Batman.
But not on the left, not on the, and he's on horseback, which makes him
on a warg.
On a warg, yeah. But he can't have any other horses anywhere else apart from his shame and
yep.
So we set up Aragorn opposite that fucking Gothmor, is it?
Yeah.
Gothmor and the troll. Out. And then that was the end of the game within about fucking three turns. Because the problem with this
did
game.
Did he have to be that close?
Well, it's fine. Well, he's set up.
You got no range.
Objectives in the middle.
Yeah.
He's got his two objectives that he's kind of sat on.
Yeah.
And then I put my objectives quite near the middle. So the game's going to get really tight anyway in the middle. So, he's got no ranged. I've got no ranged.
Yeah. So, while you're waiting and hanging around.
Well, what am I going to fucking do?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just like a complete fucking turn one, move forward, turn two, and then smash it.
Yeah.
But the one minor issue with this game system is that there tend to be models in the game that are very, very, very powerful.
Yeah.
Like Aragorn's, he's not the most powerful in the game, but he is very, very, very powerful. He's 160 points, he has free might, wounds everything on fours, he's got a high fight value, he's got all the different fucking toys, he can do heroic this, heroic that, yeah, heroic everything. So Oliver put his best dude, Gothmog, into him with all his toys. He was re-rolling wounds. He moved his fight up to
heroic fight.
Yeah, he moved his fight up to 10.
Yeah.
So that I moved my heroic fight up to 10 as well. So we were matching. That's the 10's the ceiling.
Yeah.
And then it all came down to a dice. So he charged me. So he's rolling three attacks doubled because I'm knocked over if he wins.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he rolls the initiative dice because it's a 1-3.
Yeah.
It's him, 4-6 me, and he fails. But there was nothing else he could do. That was the only way.
That was his play.
Yeah, and he played his play, and then the troll got taken down. Because the troll, even though the troll's normally really difficult because it has a high fight of 7, and it can rend you, so it attacks against your strength rather than against your defense, which is really fucking problematic. Aragorn for free can move his might, his fight up above that.
Yeah.
And he counts himself as a banner and all this bullshit. So basically, he wins the fight and then over a couple of turns cuts the troll down, and then that's literally it.
Yeah.
He's got a load of fucking Mordor orcs who basically are looking at Aragorn and saying, what the fuck do you want me to do? and then we've got the riders on horseback, and then we got the.
The thing I would say there is if he's. I mean, your legendary legion list can only take Legolas as a range guy, that's fair enough. Yeah, but the Mordor list can take range.
Shit.
Yeah, but you can take orc trackers. Like, why? Yeah. They shoot value 4.
Like, that's not bad, but they've got strength 2 bows.
Yeah, but so is everything. Yeah, like, so you need 6s to wound. You need 6s to wound. You've only got a strength 3 bow. Yeah, like, as in, by not taking, I don't know, maybe that legendary legion, you can't. But if you choose.
I think you can take trackers.
No, if you choose no range game at all, then you've got no other choices, have you? Then it will come down to. If the scenario isn't influencing it, it'll come down to a matchup like you say. You know, there's no with two armies that have no choice but melee, just going to be melee will happen. You know, there's no point in happening on turn 6.
But your Mordor Orc, it's like a 6-point model, even a good one.
5-6, yeah.
So he had the strength 4 ones, so they're quite a little bit more expensive. But the fucking these Army of the Dead fellas are 15 points each. They're like Space Marines.
Yeah.
They're like super fucking attack against your courage and defense fucking 8.
That's 8. That's because they're ghosts. They're like, how do you defeat a ghost?
Well, I'll tell you.
It's a very good list. Yeah.
One thing was annoying. Because they are ghosts.
Yeah.
I've seen them. They're all fucking dead. Mm-hmm. Right, so he's got this shaman running around on a warg, which is a really cool model.
Yeah.
Did loads of work. And he can make it like a bubble of fearlessness in his arm. So now he doesn't take a test to charge me.
Yep.
Because he's fearless. But my dead bastard can't charge his troll.
Because they're scared of him.
Because they're scared of a troll.
Yep.
Because the troll scare causes terror.
Yeah.
And my dead fuckers.
Yeah, it doesn't make you immune to terror. Yeah.
It's amazing. These guys are dead. The only thing they fear is Aragorn.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to release them.
Because he's like holding them to it like, on the stone of Ech or something. Yeah, true.
It is nice that a list that's very, very cheap to build.
Yes.
And very freely available. It's
one of the best ones.
Is it?
Well, I don't know if it is there, but I think...
I mean, Red kicked my fucking arse.
I mean, I think it's good. Like, yeah, it was not...
Little model, though. You've got 28 models.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, and as a concept army, it's super easy to paint. Yeah.
Super easy, well, super easy to get some people.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's all I've been doing. I mean, I've been enjoying the old Lord of the Rings. If I had to... If I'm Desert Island Games, it would probably just be Warmaster and Lord of the Rings at the moment. Okay, right, so we're going to talk a little bit about the week in Warmaster.
The month.
Month in Warmaster. We'll try and keep it... Oh, we're not that far away already, are we? Lee Valley's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a message from Ben K. He said, hi guys, just listen to your cast, really enjoy, keep up the good work. You do like to hear things like that, don't you?
Yeah,
that's very nice. Do you have any more upcoming videos for your YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Oh, he's here. We haven't talked about this before, I don't think, anyway. So, you were talking about 6th edition fantasy and why someone would pick 6th over any other edition. A lot of people consider 6th ed to be the best edition of fantasy, myself included. Love the game, and they started and have started playing the game myself. Who knows, maybe it's nostalgia, maybe it's the rule set. What was the thing that drew you back into playing Warmaster? And then he talks about a 6th edition community that's building.
Oh, right. Okay.
What drew you back into Warmaster?
What drew me back into it?
I know the story. I know. Yeah. I remember.
Me getting approached to teach someone it originally, which, you know, is it...
What, recently? Do you not meet Janice or something?
No. That
you were playing before you met Janice?
Yeah. Only just started, yeah. So I was approached at a local tournament of something else. Can you teach me Warmaster? Because he'd seen the article I wrote in a Warmaster magazine. And I was like, yeah, sure, I guess I can.
Did you have any stuff?
No, but it's like it was easy enough to.
So this is back in the days of making token art.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, and I did, and I was, and then playing it, and I was like, and hang on a sec, I was like, why did I? This game's brilliant. Like,
so why did you sell the original stuff?
Because I was young, and it was.
Because you did this annual purge of stuff I'm not playing.
No, it was. I was, you know, the proto, like, Chelmsford Bunker, the one that was in Gareth's garage, had moved on from playing Warmaster. You know, like, against my wishes, but they weren't playing Warmaster anymore. So, and, you know, I didn't have anyone to play it with.
I can't remember who offered it. It must have been you, because nobody else would have been fucking... Maybe he came back to the club and started offering to play games.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I asked for if anybody had any gear, and Alex sold me a Blizzard.
Yeah.
And then we were off.
Yeah.
Good. Warmaster's good. I did play it a long time ago.
Yeah. I mean, for me, you're talking like a break of like 10 years.
Oh yeah.
You know, like, amazing. And it's like, and in that time, like, you know, I've come, yeah, like I come full circle. Like it used to be important to me. Like I'd want to play the thing that was popular. Like the thing that so you'd go to big events and big high numbers of people attending. Like we're wrecking. London GT right now, how to get there, etc. At the London GT, there'll be something like 400 people playing 40k. Something like that. Yeah, like there'll be a lot. Yeah, so the younger me would have wanted to be part of that because of the numbers.
Herd
like that
mentality. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but also, yeah. You're not strong enough to go against it, and also like you more accept like everyone's doing what I'm doing. It's acceptable, but. You know, ultimately, it's about the game system, and you don't need to play. You're not going to play 399 people in an event. You're going to play 4 or 5. You know, so you don't need that higher pool player base. It's just dressing over the top of it because you know you'll always play someone different. But you'll play someone different in a 16 player event, a 12 player event.
I think it was like just a coincidence of timing.
Yeah, it's mad.
Well, you coming back and saying, and I was I used to play fantasy a lot. It was probably my favourite game system.
Also,
and fucking 7th broke my back.
Yeah, yeah. Also, it ties in with the death of Warhammer.
Fantasy,
you know, like
that's
eight,
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
before we even got to 8th, I was fucked up. with seven.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Yeah, like, but like, and, yeah.
At the end of times was the game saying, "I don't give a fuck now. We're finished with this game."
Yeah, exactly. And so it was something to fill that void as well. And it's like, you know, do you go into AOS? Didn't inspire me at all. Do you try?
No, that was the opposite.
Do you try
speaking with a French accent and fucking singing?
Do you try to do a ninth? Like, in this, like, rumours of this fan, going to be fan-made ninth edition? You know, like,
it was too neat to wait for
me. Yeah, and I was like, yeah, you know, like, eighth is problems. And then, or do you, or actually, do you go to something else? And that's what I filled it with. I filled it with Warmaster.
But it's funny because the original question was like, why not play sixth? It probably would be. If I had to pick an edition, it probably would be around six.
To be honest, probably. I can't remember the difference enough to know.
Seventh was where all this Horde bullshit came in.
Oh, okay.
That was fucking backbreaking.
But until you could get. But then older editions of Fantasy had problems because, like, you would die and not fight back.
They always had the problem. Yeah, that was the point, I think, where the game flipped. Was it the elves were the always strike first?
Yeah.
And then the fucking Dark Elves had hatred and everything. Suddenly I'm charging you and I'm all fucking dying.
Yeah, you can't strike them. Yeah,
I can't even fucking hit you, I charge you and die.
It makes no sense. It's like, it's in terms of, like, Mike, you've killed the front guys and the other guys don't fight. Like, it just seemed so annoying when it happened to you.
Yeah, so it's like, I can be charged by you and die and not fight back. Or I can charge you and die and not fight back.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fight. What is going on?
Yeah, I mean, plus Fantasy doesn't have, it never really had true manoeuvre. You know, like, for the infantry, like, you just, where you set them up, they were opposite, they were going to fight what was opposite them.
I mean, wheeling is always fucking hard work, isn't it, man? It's all the. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sherwin would love it. He's always getting fucking arsy about measurements, but wheeling was just awful.
Oh, yeah, it was a terrible.
They should have just, like they did with Kings of War, where you've just got a free pivot and then move.
Yeah.
So you pivot once up to whatever the maximum was, 90 degrees or whatever, then you can move.
Yeah.
Because the fucking wheeling was, it took forever. If you had a long line of cavalry, you could fucking take all night wheeling up.
Yeah, it did not really work, that mechanic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Old man wheeling. Right, so. There was a bit of a, it wasn't really controversy, there was just Alice talked to me about, there was an error found in the Beastman ambush rule.
Oh, okay.
That they didn't have any modifiers for distance.
Yeah.
So he's going to correct that, because Alice is the man. Yep. So when he spots it, he'll put it right. And luckily I haven't printed the books for the GT. So I don't have to reprint the books for the GT. Leave it as late as possible, I think.
Yeah, I think it's the best thing to do.
Do it after Christmas. Mm-hmm. So we pick up any bits and bobs. There's another one that's not on your list. It must be on my list here. And then we're going to talk about Cromarty. What was the other thing in here? Oh, come on, you bastard. Right, we have... Oh, yeah, yeah. Somebody was asking about KR Multicase.
KR Multicase.
Because we publish them every year.
Fair enough question. What sizes?
The fucking website is the worst website ever created. The number of times I have to tell it that I want a fucking standard size cardboard fucking case before it'll let me pick the phones for the fucking standard size cardboard case. I've told you four times I fucking want full size fucking cardboard case. And then finally it'll let you tell it what you want. What I've discovered for me, rather than fuck about with this custom phone, is I get my friend Tom, who's got access to wholesale accounts, and he gets me two cases. He gets me a KR-MM4, which is an infantry case, I believe. So you get, like, the maximum amount of infantry. So they're quite small holes, but they'll fit a Warmaster base. And I think you get, like, 100 infantry in there.
Okay.
That's quite a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's whatever the fucking maximum is. And then a KR-MF2. Now, these are both standard size cases. One's infantry, one's cavalry. And then I just put half of each in each of them when they come. So I split them, and then you've got, it holds all the cavalry, and you can split the bones, the eagles and other shit, and dragons from the cavalry type ones. And then you've got a couple of layers of infantry foam for above for the other stuff. That's what I do, and it's pretty cheap. I think you can get a couple of cases that way for 50 quid and hold fucking millions.
Yeah.
I think each case will hold two arms.
If you want to travel super light, you can one of their half size cases, so that it will hold an army. Yeah, Warmaster. Which, but normally the bag, they don't do a bag small enough.
two of those in order, so it's about £50, and that'll fit four armies. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty good, pretty cheap. So KRMM4 and KRMF2 are the ones I order. Okay, that's good, and that was... Oh, we've got Cromarty Forge, fuck! I nearly forgot about him. So Cromarty Forge's Kickstarter's running.
It's
probably about halfway through now, I think.
Roughly, yeah.
I think he ran it for about 3 weeks, and I think was somewhere near the middle.
Yeah.
He's had reasonable success. He's on like 3,000 something, I think I checked earlier today. It's pretty good. I mean, the fucking... Some people are throwing in some hefty wedges, so fair play to them.
You get a
nice looking Skaven army.
Lovely, like a lot.
So, well done, John.
Yep.
More power to your elbow.
Delivery dates, he's put his January. And that's like, the latest is January if you can't get it out. So that's he wants to get it out earlier if possible. And if you want to play Skaven in Warmaster, go buy them off that Kickstarter. You will not be disappointed.
Okay, right, so that might be the last... I don't know if I'll get another podcast because the next one now will be at this event, I'm guessing, which is in less than 2 weeks' time.
Yes, 14th, 15th.
So probably be on the way and around that event, realistically. So I don't know if the Kickstarter will be running or not by this time we record again, but if it's not, I hope it went well for you, John, and we'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes, and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today! Soft foam, hard cases.
So, main topic, fella. After our KR advert. I have to do new adverts at some point.
Yeah,
right. People might get bored of that one.
Yeah,
not that I get bored, I quite enjoy it. I get bored. So, there was quite a lot of feedback about the old Knit one.
Yeah.
Some people got... I mean, there was some... What's the word? Some hyperbole.
Yeah.
People were panicking that maybe Paul and Barry would wave their magic wand and the list would be set in stone. To change.
That it couldn't be introduced?
No, that we had such power and reach.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. That we would... Wow.
That was pretty impressive. It got quite a lot of clout, and we'd make it happen.
Yep.
Not that I'm fearing that what I said was that far off the fucking mark, to be honest, but so it certainly opened a fucking can of worms on the old... If you want to... I didn't go on the Specialist Arms Forum. I'm sure there was a can of worms there running anyway. But it certainly was a can of worms opened on Facebook. And people did bring a lot of fucking baggage with this one. I imagined that there would be a lot of baggage.
Yeah.
And it turned out one of the reasons there was so much going on in this fucking list is it's actually two lists.
Yeah.
And it was designed to be two separate lists in the same way, I think. Weren't the two lists for Araby at some point?
There's an Araby original and then there's an Araby like city states or something?
Yeah. So I think the samurai and the monks were meant to have separate lists.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was some panic rush job that they all just got fucking thrown together at the end because everything was being wound up and they had to just finish it off, basically.
Yeah.
So it got chucked out, and that's why it's so fucking all over the place, because there's like basically two lists just mashed together.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is another reason why there's so many entries in the fucking thing. I think a perfect Warmaster list should have 8 entries.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the heroes and stuff.
Yeah.
Anything more than 8 is like unnecessary.
And as long as anything gets 7 of them viable choices, you could take this choice. Yeah, like I think that's the gold
standard.
Take
them all, sir.
You're
going to talk about high elf dragon riders. I've seen Jeff with 5 dragons in the list.
Yeah, but if you can write a list that covers the army in 8 entries, of which 7 of them are legit, like as in you could actually take this.
They're all legit.
Yeah, no, of course they're like there isn't one that is. Well, why would I take that over that?
I'm sure there are situations where a dragon rider is just fucking insanely good. I'm not sure what they are, but I'm sure you could find some opponents.
Some advanced play. Maybe they beat wood elves.
Maybe, there you go. Against wood elves, they're indestructible.
Hatred. They rend.
has asked if he can Grisor, the legend, who runs almost a trade forum, almost a trade Facebook page, amongst other things, has asked if he can head up the task force to try and sort out Nippon. And I must say, the man has got incredible skills of organisation dedication, thoroughness.
Yeah.
Because the fucking information pack he sent out to look at,
of which, you know, me and Barry are part of,
to make some kind of discussion around and to make decisions based upon, it's fucking hell, that's some heavyweight material there. I mean, I could probably give up a week of my life to fucking read it.
And know everything you want to know about Oriental Japan. Like,
so it's like, I always worried that this list was going to open a can of worms, uh-huh. because I think getting to a list, getting down to the number, the eight, or as near to eight as you can fucking manage, is going to be hard work.
Yeah, but then the skill of it, isn't it? That's what you strive to do.
And keeping those eight as generic as possible with other lists. So rather than inventing something new, there was talk of cannons, and it wasn't something I was immediately sold on, but you could easily sell that to me if, like, it's one of the eight, so they're not getting like 15 fucking entries and one of them's cannons. If it's one of the eight and maybe they're fucking caliber guns or whatever the Dogs of War shit is,
maybe.
I don't fear Dogs of War fucking cannons.
No. I mean, the thing is you have to take it back and say, why would you play Nippon? Like, what
Samurai.
No, let's say, like, why would you? And it's like, well, so it's this, to me, it's I particularly like, yeah, it's in the player particularly like samurai, and also it's the Bretonian style break.
I'm not sure they're keeping that.
Ah, okay.
I don't know if it is or isn't. I don't know. I haven't read Christopher's proposal in full.
Okay.
But because I'm not sure that was actually there. That was just like kind of, I don't know. What is the list? That's what I'm...
Yeah, 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 right.
There were like 1,500 people play Warmaster and 1,500 different variants of the list. It's much easier to kind of... So, for example, it would be much easier to fiddle around with a High Elf list because everybody knows what a High Elf list is and what it should be doing.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if I was rebuilding, for example, a High Elf list, I would probably give them something more to do around magic because their magic is piss poor, really.
Well, their magic favours a shooting and more of a shooting style list, where I would say.
The community turned down their shooting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So when more than the archers were hitting on threes.
Reapers were the troop.
Then the magic played into that more. Yeah.
So you'd have like three units of reapers, nine shots on threes, and then you'd maybe get another set of three shots on fours.
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice. Mm-hmm. Could do some work. Mm-hmm. But then reapers got gutted. So, Chris Orr's heading up, so if you want to get involved, Alice is overseeing.
Yeah.
I would suggest you use the Warmaster Forum, the Specialist Arms Forum, or the Warmaster GW page, and you bombard young Christopher.
You mean the Specialist Games Forum, don't you?
I'm sure it's called Specialist Arms.
Oh, okay, right.
It's about Specialist Games, though.
Yeah. Where does this go? Is it, well, because obviously... Like, ultimately, our list is agreed upon, and then it's put out there, like, open to the community. And then it's down to really individual tournament organisers of them to say, yes, for this event, you can use this Nippon list, you can use this then future cafe list or something. And it's like, so say the London GT goes, well, I'm sure it will, in a year's time, they'll be like, you can use, like, will I be saying, oh, you can this Nippon list as well. I intend to, like, that would be that's how you get it, like, and then that's how it then exists in the world.
On the flip side of that, how do you then, once you've released this thing into the wild, like, what else,
uh-huh.
for example, how do you then get it back, the genie back in the bottle? How do you then revise it? Is the Janus winning enough?
Yeah, but I mean, him winning.
This is the
he'll
problem.
Win with anything.
I know. It doesn't prove anything.
Doesn't prove anything. it's cool to see that there's the drive to get this done. Like, is it like to add it into the long list of playable factions? And like I say, like I've said before, like I can see a future one day where there's an alternative armies book as well. You know, like as well as the War Master armies book, there's the War Master alternative armies book.
Can I say I've got no interest in
that? No, I'm just saying I can see it. Yeah.
I'm telling you now, yeah. I have no interest in that book.
Yeah.
You can feel free to write it, I've got no interest in playing with it against it.
That's fine.
Damn that rude madness lies.
Fair enough.
And after this section we're gonna be talking about another bit where somebody's come to me to discuss new units.
Oh, right, okay.
And then it will just go to show you, like, I could give up work, give up life, and spend my whole life fucking playtesting new rules for new imaginary units and lists and stuff. To achieve what?
Yeah.
The game's already got fucking 25 lists.
Yeah, exactly.
How many lists do people want? 125? 525?
I don't know.
Just proxy shit.
Yeah, exactly. Which we've said plenty of times before, is the point of where Priestley was coming from. It's like that is a stand-in to that. You know, that is if you have to make it different, give it a sword. Like, say it's
give it a banner.
Oh yeah, I do like banners.
You're regressing, sir. But it's like, yeah.
Well, I saw there was a Lizardman combo where you could get a 3-up armor save. Yeah, because you've got your Temple Guard, because they're obviously awesome.
Yeah.
You put a Banner of Shielding onto them to make them a 4+ save. Then you cast that spell, because you get rerolls and spells, but it's a slam stuff, you might well cast it to give them extra armor save. Then they're in 3-ups.
Are they allowed 3-ups? Is it not 4-ups? Is it not capped in the spell?
Is it? Oh, I didn't read that bit.
I don't bother reading. Read it, fucking losers.
Oh, well, I didn't manage to cast it anyway, and I rolled really poorly and lost the stand immediately, so I lost the battle. But,
I think if, from memory, I think you can cast it on Saurus, but not on Cold Ones.
Oops.
Spaghetti-Os. Anyway, the game is about standardized units, and minor changes can make massive differences.
Yeah.
Like Skaven.
Yep.
Two changes in the core rules make that army play different than any fucking army.
Yep.
You can chase anything.
Yep.
And you can order as many as you want.
And also the limited of command. Would you say it's 3 orders that change them? Like their characters are all 20 centimetres.
Yeah, I think that is a thing that other people have got.
Yeah.
But being able to order any size of brigade
is completely
game changing.
It's only scary,
and it's mad, isn't it? When you see like one order ordering fucking 50 units.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you only need one. You only need your general theoretically. Send the blob!
just hope the enemies be nice enough to stay together for you. Like,
matter, just roll towards whatever's there. We'll crush, envelop, assimilate.
Just keep going. Like, just keep going. Get one order forward, that's it. You can't do a second, because you just can't do it. Like,
so before we talk about what we've been doing with the worlds and stuff, and I'm just going to discuss the guy that was trying to, I think his name's Daryl.
Yeah.
Let's see if we, oh, I bet it's on the fucking other. Oh no, it's on here. Daryl. Okay, right, cool. Right. So, we got a message. You did the War Master podcast on YouTube.
We did.
A while ago now. Paul's going to pick it up any day soon. With influx of new miniatures. There are a lot of new miniatures around. For example, Polar Fox make fantastic new sizes. Ushabti.
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 Yep.
Ushabti.
Ushabti.
Ushabti. Miniatures unchangeable, spider riders, etc. How do we go about getting new units added? And now, obviously, I did the standard reply.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is.
I said
proxy.
Yeah.
Because like stuff like Phoenix Guard don't actually exist, Dragon Princes don't actually exist in the game, like Sea Guard don't exist, White Lions don't exist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just use the miniature, so and they all count as fucking spearmen, effectively.
Yeah.
Or you can give them a sword or a banner if you're Paul.
Yeah.
To make them special.
Banner shooting.
And then I talked about the fact that, you know, Piles only have the 8 units. Mm-hmm. And then he came up with a couple of examples.
All right.
And they're quite interesting. So we have is that the name of it?
Arachnorot spider.
Arachnorot spider.
Yeah.
So, type monster.
Yep.
Verdict. I guess these are going into the orcs or orcs and goblins list. I don't know which one. Because the Arachnorot spiders.
Orcs and goblins list, surely.
Yeah. It's quite a fucking big list already. Right. Isn't it? The orcs and goblins.
Yeah. Well, it's one of the original lists. So
yeah, but there was already a lot of stuff in there, if I remember rightly. They had at least one monster, didn't they? They had a giant.
Yeah, giant. Yeah.
Right, so monster attacks 6/2.
Right.
So six.
Charging at the opener, get eight.
Yeah. Because it's a monster.
Yeah.
Hits 4, armor 5 up, and then unit size 3. So these are elephants, dragon, ogres.
Right.
Like. Yeah, because the elephants and dragon ogres are the only things that hit on this kind of level.
And they've got 2 shots at each.
And they've got 2 shooting attacks.
So that's 6, like, from a unit.
6 from that, for that short. Right, okay, so min 0, max 2. So you can have 4 in each flank.
4 of them. Okay.
Fucking hell. cause terror.
Of course.
Not much is cause terror in this game.
Yeah.
But monsters tend to be the things they do if anything's going to.
Yeah.
So shooting attacks can be made from any base edge at 15 centimeter range.
Which is, typical goblin kind of stuff, yeah.
Oh, your Stegodon.
Yeah.
I think Stegodon. Steggy.
Yeah.
And we have a special rule.
Uh-huh.
And this special rule, I'm sure this must be in the game already, but I'm not sure it's actually got a name, but -1 to order rolls.
Yep.
Because that's, your Yetis have got that, haven't they?
Trolls
have got that.
Yep.
Camels have got that, but they tend to be around the fact that they're, so this would be trolls, wouldn't it? Because they're fucking stupid or something called.
Yeah. Trolls are dumb.
Is that what the rule's called? Fucking dumb.
I don't know what it's called off the top of my head. I'm trying.
So maybe they could just have the same rule, couldn't they? Rather than make a new fucking dumb rule or whatever it was. So -1 to order. Now, that is a fucking big pain in the arse.
Yeah?
Because
ordering stuff's quite important.
But Revolution's made ordering slightly less important.
Yeah.
Because you are going to move half your move each turn anyway.
And when they're alive, they'll get into initiative range. Yeah.
And I can't imagine there's much in the game wants to charge these bastards.
The spider, what you're talking about? No.
Because they got 24 attacks effectively when you charge them and terror.
Yeah, and reduce your attacks that day. You wouldn't want to charge them.
Yeah. And then eventually they will get into some form of range to be able to fucking charge you, I guess.
Yeah.
And you could say that, unruly is a thing. You know, this -1 to order is. I mean, you're effectively having to order them on a 7 as your first order, like trolls.
Yeah.
Like we laughed about ages, hundreds of episodes ago, as it seems now, where I put some fucking trolls in a wood. And this was before Revolution, and I could not get them out of this fucking wood.
See,
it was impossible. Because they're stupid anyway, and the wood made. I needed a 6 to get them to move.
Yeah.
And they just would not move for an entire fucking game.
Troll wood, it was.
Troll wood.
You want to go in there? It's trolls in there.
Yeah, exactly. That is a thing, but Revolution doesn't make that thing much less.
Yeah.
Because you even now play with multiple little units of trolls running around.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pushing forward.
Yeah, definitely.
10 centimetres each turn. We're coming.
Yeah,
we'll
get there eventually. Yeah. There's no turn limit.
There's no turn. And wherever, in a similar way to elephants, wherever these guys get applied, you might not be able to control exactly where they're going. But they're all frenzied. I mean, frenzy would be a bigger fucking pain in the arse than this, potentially, because they could get pulled out of position, miles away, chasing a unit of fucking wolves or something, that then they didn't kill and run away or whatever, because they're like cav or whatever the fuck it is. But they're not frenzy troops. You do have control of them.
Yeah, exactly.
And eventually, wherever they get fucking unleashed on, they're going to ruin whatever they hit.
Easily, they're going to
fucking ruin them.
Yeah.
20 fucking 4 attacks for terror.
Yeah, I mean, how much do you need? I guess they'd be on monster. So they're on short edge bases. Yeah.
So it'd be like. Let's imagine Chaos Knights. That's the best you get. Similar point for point, 200 points each. So you're putting 24 attacks, that's 12 hits, that's 6 wounds.
Yeah.
Coming back, they're terrified.
Yeah.
That's 9 attacks.
Yeah.
4.5 hits, you've got 5 up, so that's what?
Maybe 3 wounds.
Maybe 3 wounds, and you put in what?
And you've put out 24.
So you put in 6.
Yeah, you're going to get.
Double.
Yeah, on average, you'll do double the damage. Yeah.
Double the damage.
situation.
They get one extra attack, so that's three attacks. That's one extra wound.
Yeah. Still, less than one overall, it won't matter because you're still winning.
You're still doing more than that. Yeah, so. That just goes to show that a small change to a list, or like cherry picking bits of other lists and putting them into a new profile. If you wanted to, Ragnarok Riders, or whatever the fuck they're called,
yeah.
You know what they are?
Ragnarok Spiders.
You know what they'd be?
Yep.
I've seen it played in the game, I've seen a chap. In fact, you bought the army off him.
Yeah, exactly.
You stole his army off him.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
The guy had one or two of these. One.
Yeah.
A Ragnarok Spider.
Yeah.
In the game, he was playing with it. And you know what it was?
Yeah.
What?
It's a giant.
Yeah. What did he do? Exactly the same as a fucking giant.
It's a giant.
It's just a proxy for a giant.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a...
And it wasn't a Ragnarok Spider, I swear. That was exactly what it was modelled on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, with these kind of things, it's just like, well, there is... You can already represent it.
I mean, in the game of War Master, what would be the difference between Dragon Princess and Silver Elves?
Well... Barely anything, isn't there, really? I mean, like,
what was the difference in the real game? I don't know, it was fucking minimal, wasn't
it? Okay.
They had more fight.
I can tell you this. So, Silverhelms didn't wear heavy armor, they wear light armor, you know, which was a bit of a weird thing because they were, like, you would think they were heavy cavalry, but they didn't actually wear heavy armor, while Dragon Princes do, so thus they had a point better of save.
Well, it's not where they're getting three up save, that's never happening.
Who?
No, in the war.
Oh, no, I'm telling you. You're asking,
so you're saying it was an armour buff.
It was an armour buff, and they were better weapon skill, I think?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Weapon skill means nothing.
Yeah.
So weapon skill's irrelevant.
Yeah.
And the armour buff they can't have, because nothing's going three up unless you're a fucking. Whatever that.
Put a banner on them.
You can't even get there with a banner. You can't get with a banner. It's 50 points. If you want to pay 50 points extra per unit.
Yeah. I would. To make them like cool dragon princes.
Until you lose a stand.
Yeah, no, that's not good. Just don't roll badly.
So you can do that for a million things. I've seen people proxying fucking those skyboats, high elf skyboats, tearing up. What's the fucking white lion chariots?
They look good.
They did look good.
They look really cool.
But they're just chariots.
Yeah, it's chariots. Because they don't need to be anything else.
No, because the game doesn't need new stuff. Yeah. It's not about beating people. That was one of the biggest things that came into this game and had to learn. So you can't just beat people with a list.
No. Doesn't happen.
It's not like War Machine where you get the latest fucking hot list.
Yes.
And you just build that list and you'll just beat people because they cannot physically do anything against your list.
Exactly.
There's none of that. You might have a small advantage if you've played like, I don't know, you've never played against chaos, heavy chaos, and you've got a load of chaff.
Yeah.
Like two kings fucking, like Skaven.
Yeah.
Just chaff and no good stuff.
Yeah.
And they just get fucking eaten turn after turn.
Yeah.
Well, you might get those advantages, but in this game, it's about skill level and it's about experience.
Plus, at a glance at two pages, you can read everything there is about that army. Like, in terms of rules. Like,
yeah, you're not going to dominate a game with magic. Even the best magic in the game is marginal.
Yeah.
Like raised deads, there comes a point, three raised deads, you're probably going to win the fucking game.
Turned it, yeah.
Yeah, but... I mean, it's not that easy to get three raised deads.
No, and also it's, you can minimalise that by making sure you're not fighting combats in, in his turn. Like, you don't initiate, start combats in his turn. Like, you always make sure you finish combats in your turn.
Your turn finish, yeah. You're fighting chaff, aren't you, with Tomb King?
Well, yeah, it's true, because you just like, right, after I've won, so you can just tell yourself going into that matchup, like, when I've ridden the second round of combat, I don't pursue, because I don't want to get locked into combat to give him a, like, and he has no initiative. Unless he has rules. Yeah, like, that's why you should take rules.
We're talking about Tomb King.
Okay, but then he'll have to pass some orders to charge you.
With dinged up stuff, potentially.
Yeah, with dinged up stuff. Or, just in general, he'll just have to pass. It's not automatic, so don't give him the opportunity.
Yeah, that's very, well, very, very wise words.
Well, it's like man-marking in Blood Bowl. It's like, it's worth doing, because sooner or later, they'll roll up, they'll fail a dodge.
Okay, so we are big proponents of not making new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If Paul apparently wants to make new fun, what do you call them, theme lists? What do you call them?
No, it's just
fan lists?
Alternatives.
Alternatives.
Well, okay, well, that's a little... Oh, well, I see your logic on your argument there, but fair enough. Yeah. I know, and the thing is I wouldn't, it wouldn't be like, I don't think I, as a tournament organiser, would say, oh, you can also use the alternatives, War Master Army List book, for this event. Probably not, but it's like, it would give people just interesting casual play.
You can play for whatever, do whatever you want, yeah, for your own game.
Of course you can.
If you want to write a list and play against me, then happy days.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, so some people, they would like to try other people's ideas, wouldn't they?
Yeah, rather, I can't do that.
Because you'll always, I mean, for myself, it's like, if I wrote something and, you know, like, I'd always feel like, yeah, you need other people's voices to murder your babies, tone down your ideas.
Well, that's a better way to put it. Rather than murder babies. Just like,
well, you know, the expression, isn't it?
Cut off the rough edges of your diary.
Is it like cut it back and be like, you know, that's going too far, because you can't, you're blinking it because you can't see it.
Man, you don't need 35 entries.
No,
8 entries will do you for that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Make the hard cuts and don't just cherry pick everything good from every other list.
Mm-hmm.
They need strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
I think that's what my issue with Wood Elves is. The weakness is kind of hidden, isn't it? The weakness is they've got no fucking armour.
But they don't fight you.
They're not coming out of the pasture woods to fight you, are they? If they came out of the woods, then they might have a chance.
Yeah. Yeah.
They bring the fucking wood with them. I think he said he moved the wood onto them within a minute.
Yeah. Lovely.
Fucking hell. Evil bastards. Right, so, and then what are we going to talk about, the threat? Have you done everything you need to do for the world?
So Christopher Orr has lent me the scenery. Yeah, like, so Matt's the scenery. So I have all them. He's got four, I've got five, so like, tons of...
We're not going to have Endor then? No, we're not going to let Nick bring Endor to ruin my weekend.
None of the players turning up need to bring any... Well, they can if they want, but like, well,
they don't need to.
So I will be setting up all the tables from mine and Chris's stuff.
Okay.
And that means every table will be a certain stand.
And you've got the Securicle van to bring all the prizes.
I suppose. I guess I can't really leave them. Well, we'll see. I mean, I'll bring them down on the first day, but I don't know if I'll leave them there overnight.
Okay. And all I've got to decide now, I know where it's going to be. My mind's going to start focusing, and I'm going to end up playing fucking Lizard, but I'm not going to bother.
Yeah.
There's no point in arguing about this. I'm going to have to do it. Yeah. If you've got to try and take Janus down, I've got to at least use what my best army is.
Uh-huh.
I guess. Mm-hmm. And just try all my tricks.
Yep.
Whatever they are.
I've also, Dave is giving me the chess clocks again. Yeah, so that's
right away. We don't really need them, are we?
No, I don't think so. I mean, like, at the moment, we're looking at a 12-man, four-round event. Now, what I'll say to everybody on the day is like, okay, so we're going to need 4 hours of players' event. Do you want to play a casual round first? Like, so we play 3 rounds on the first day, but like, one of them doesn't count, and I'll randomly draw.
You're going the wrong way. You do this every time.
Oh, do I? Oh, yeah, because... Okay, sorry.
Because I'm here. Hello, me!
Because I'm just blindly following that. But like, because ultimately people have taken their time to play War Master, and I will facilitate that if that's what everybody, like, if that's the majority wants to do, is that, okay, yeah, let's have a fun casual round, and I will draw it out. So don't let people know, is there any awkwardness of who's playing who? I will take that on. And then if someone doesn't is happy to wander or something and is not bothered, then I can jump.
So we do grudges and stuff, any of that stuff?
So again,
the last time I think I grudged me, you declined.
Well, I entertain that. I'll entertain that as a group of players on the moment.
I'm sure he declined the grudge, the bastard.
Because the way I'll do that is, does anyone want to declare a grudge? Like, yes, they want to play someone, but obviously that has to be reciprocated. The other person has to be willing to accept it. But yeah, there's a lot of brownie. There's a lot of kudos and stuff. If you decline it,
there's a lot of kudos in winning, though. What's more important?
Because the London GT is going to be Swiss from the start, there will be one winner. Like, so, yes, I mean, like, unlike any, because it's got the time to do it, like,
yeah, you. The, when Janus wins his four rounds, he has what he. He's, there's nobody else. Like, he is the goat.
There is only one. There is Highlander one. Said that it will fucking be him.
Yeah, like,
so.
Probably. Like, it's a safe bet. I mean, like, really, you should grudge him round one.
I've tried this in the past. That's what I promise. I've grudged him and he's declined.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you don't have to, do you?
No, you don't. I mean, because that would be unfair. The person issues the grudge and the other one has to accept it. But I mean, like, just keep winning your games, Barry, and you'll have to play him.
That's
like,
true.
Like, he can avoid you if you.
Well, hopefully he'll lose, and then I don't have to play.
There you go.
I play Jibble or something nice. Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Oh well. So in 2 weeks it'll all be over. We're driving home about this time.
Yeah.
A little bit earlier.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else I need to get done for it because we've wrecked the venue. I've squared the scenery away. I've got the clocks. I think we're just ready to plug it in and start. The only
scenario's done.
Yeah, it was.
Anything rules funky?
No, you know the rules pack.
I'll have to remind myself.
Did
you change the scoring? I think to cumulative.
Yeah, to cumulative. Yeah, yeah. But you've played them. You know, like so. There's no surprises there. And I will talk to Justin though before it starts because about one of them he wanted to talk to me about. And I'll chat to him about it. The default will be regular games, but I will use their scenarios because I've got the towers, you know, like to represent that one if set scenery. I can provide everything.
I'll get man that bastard wood unless he can move the wood onto the fucking tower.
I can't do that.
How near can he get to the tank? Can he get kissing?
Well, I'll be setting up the scenery.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, does it? Because he can bring his own or he could move the ones that are on there.
They
move quite a long way.
Yeah, well,
but can he get them so they're touching the tower, like kissing the tower? Because then his stuff can be in the.
He's growing the trees. It's like Macbeth. It's like he's brought the trees to fucking the tower. In the castle.
He did that. He did that in a game, I swear. Wait, was it the Worcester one?
Yeah.
And he fucking moved the fucking trees to the objective.
Trees to it. I've grown them onto it. Now I'm here. Touching this thing.
What are you gonna fucking do?
What are you gonna do?
The trees have claimed it for
I'm
me.
All over it.
Hey man, you seen those 10mm ogres, man? I gotta get me some of those sweet ass 10mm ogres, man. I could brother up, man, I'm jonesing.
Quit your jibber jabber, fool, and get yourself to blackgateminiatures.com. That's blackgateminiatures.com.
So we're just going to talk a couple of quick bits about Blackgate. Robbie, my sculptor, has had some small kind of personal issues. Things always get in the way, you know. He's had an operation and blah, 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 blah. He has managed to get some stuff sculpted. I think I saw, he sent me a picture. There were a couple of the Demon 20 by 20 stands. Swarm stands, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe 10 or 12 of the Foot Demons from the main Demon unit. They look pretty cool. Obviously, they're really hard to photograph because they're so fucking small.
Yeah.
So where the fuck are we going? Are you sure you got the right location?
Well, that's why we come down to have a look. Yeah.
I'm not sure. There must be a fucking quicker route than this.
Okay.
Right, so it's nice to see him in the flesh. I'm going to post an update, hopefully, around the same time that this podcast comes out. So it's nice to finally start seeing them in the flesh because until they start appearing in the flesh, you're always a bit fucking worried. I think they're going to look pretty fantastic. So, and I'm looking forward to actually winning some games with them.
Yeah.
Another thing we've done, a big bag of dice. They're the Euro GT 2020 dice that I've got arranged from Chessex, I think. So they're all, they're red. I've got a bag full of them, and they'll be for the attendees. So I'll put a picture of those on when I get round to updating that attendee thing. We've got three new punters. Long-time listeners, Christine and Peter, I think.
Fantastic.
Is and so one of their friends. And they're looking forward to meeting you, Paul.
Oh, good.
Definitely, I've told them I'm buying them their first drinks, but I think they're looking forward to meeting you the most.
All right, okay.
as you rightly said, there has to be a favourite. And there surely must be you. So yeah, good stuff. Everything's going on. Tickety boo. Kids go back to school on Thursday. Thank the fucking Lord. And then I can start cracking on. Hopefully, Robbie will send me some stuff and we get on. Hooray!
I need you to come pick me up, all right? I got bit by fucking disease, dog. God damn it.
Okay, so just wrapping up. It was a bit further inside the M25 than I remembered. We're almost getting towards kind of Tottenham Way, which is so we're gonna. This is our last outro bit, so we're just going to explore somewhere nearby to find somewhere to eat, because there'll have to be somewhere near here, I guess, if we're going to go out on Saturday night. So this was episode 124, where we talked about Nippon, the Nippon Madness, and also the World's Prep, and we're going to be recording again over the weekend of the Worlds, where Janus will no doubt fucking win his fifth tournament of the year with Wood Elves.
Sadly.
It's not sad, is it? He is what he is. It's like, yeah. It's like Federer. It's like fucking, what's that wanker? Tom Brady. Yeah. He is what it is. And they're going, like, if you get him on the ropes, you think you're going to go him, you think you're going to do him, and he'll do you anyway.
Yeah.
So, we will see if Janus wins, and my money's on Janus. If I had to bet any money,
it's a good bet.
It is a good bet. it is a good bet. And I'm not even sure I want to take Lizardmen to play against Wood Elves. I'm not sure what the fuck I want to take to play against Wood Elves. Is the issue. I think you might have to do something like fucking chaos, but
yeah.
But there's enough shooting to actually do damage to the fucking chaos stuff, unfortunately.
Yeah, well,
everything counts in large amounts.
Yeah, I suppose, but it's So obviously some of it will come down to dice. Tricky.
It's tricky, is it tricky? Or maybe cannons. No, we've been there, you just move the woods, don't you? So right, so this was a Warmest Podcast episode 124 with Paul and Barry.
See you later.
See you in a week. Or two.
Would you like to know more?